Hello, my name is Rick Pearson. Welcome to Prophecy USA, a program specifically designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. You know, watchmen in the Bible were called by God to watch over the covenant nation of Israel and warn the people of coming attacks. But do we have watchmen in the covenant nation of America? Stay tuned, and we'll answer that question in no uncertain terms. Welcome back. You know, there are many academically approved voices today, both on the radio and internet and TV, who believe that they are watchmen for America. However, according to Scripture, it's only God, not man, who can ordain someone to stand in the office of a watchman. Now, last week in our interview on the Watchman Network, Dorothy Spalding and I discussed the prophets in this Bible who wrote over 53 prophecies that America has fulfilled. However, those prophets were rejected, mocked, and even called heretics when they gave their prophecies to Israel then and there. And unfortunately, their prophecies concerning America are still being rejected, mocked, and called heresies today in the here and now by what Jesus explained would come from the traditions of men who have made the word of God of none effect. Now, the prophets, the apostles, and even Jesus were brutally persecuted by the religious elite for their day for delivering a spoken word from God. And Jesus warned his followers then, as he warns us today, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. And if they've kept my saying, they will also keep yours. So open your Bible today with us and join us in part two of our interview with Dorothy Spalding from the Watchman Network. And listen carefully to that still small voice as we unveil biblical prophecies yet to be fulfilled in America. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And of course, Jesus promised us that that same Holy Ghost is of no respecter of persons, will show you things to come from this book. Welcome to part two. Welcome to Augusta, Georgia, and you are there.
It says in Revelation 7 that who are those who are in white raiment? Those are those that came out of the great tribulation.
Okay.
It says that in Revelation 7, I think.
Yes. What the marriage supper of the Lamb begins immediately after Babylon's burned, and there's a remnant up there.
A remnant. That's the remnant.
And then they're saying, why don't we have the second coming? He says, we're waiting for those on earth that still yet to come who will not receive the mark, and they'll have their heads cut off, and they come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then at the end of the 7 years, at the appointed time, he says, Jesus, go down there and judge it. Uh-huh. And Jesus comes down.
Revelation 19.
And Jesus comes down with 10,000 of his saints, and we'll come down, and every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that he's the real deal. He was the Son of the living God. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the beginning of the millennial reign. But right now, we are getting really close to that tipping point moment. It'll be 1 hour. It'll take 1 hour. And we're into the tribulation. It will happen, that 1 hour, according to Scripture and how we interpret, will happen during the Gog-Magog War.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's talking what's happening in Israel now.
Oh.
They're bombing Lebanon, Gaza, Iran now, Russia's south of our border, 60 miles.
Yes.
Turkey just said we may declare war on Israel. Those three nations right now are sable rattling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all around us. I'm not saying it's going to happen within a week or two. I'm not giving any time. But the birth pangs are here, and we're watching. When those nations come down in the Gog-Magog War, we watched the Iraq War, and we watched it on television, you know, having a coffee, drinking, watching. The Gog-Magog War, you're going to open up your window, and you will see the results, because it says in Ezekiel 39, I will pour fire on Gog and Magog on the mountains of Israel. I will burn 5/6 of their armies, and I will pour fire on them who dwell carelessly in the coastlands. And there's one nation that dwells carelessly in the coastlands, Babylon the Great.
Wow.
And Babylon is a merchant, is trades with the merchants of the world. We have 12,000 miles of coastline, 40% of the world's seaports. We're the richest. We're the richest nation, and we're rich because of our covenant with God.
Yes.
We set a covenant with him,
yes.
And he's blessed us.
Yes.
Now, like Lucifer was in heaven, covered in jewels and rubies and sapphires, and he was the worship leader. And he lifted everything up to God until he started looking at himself and said, I don't need God. Look at me. Look what I got. And God stripped him of all the gifts and cast him down. That's exactly what happens to Babylon. In Jeremiah, it says, she is a lady of kingdoms, but then she turns and she becomes the mother of prostitutes of Pornia, the number one nation of pornography, producing and distributing. Is the United States of America.
States, yeah.
We have turned our back on God.
Yeah.
And you know, Gene Bailey from Flashpoint,
just on the air with us.
Yes, I'm going to interview his book as well. Gene said to me 4 years ago, he said, Rick, you're a Canadian, and now you have a TV program called Prophecy USA.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what's that all about? And he was kind of laughing, you know. And this just came up out of me. I said, Gene, if God calls you to go to Nineveh, don't go to Tarshish. I'm going to Nineveh with my message,
mm-hmm.
and those who have ears to hear, you can hear, but I will say nothing unless this book backs it. And I love America. I love my American friends. I vacationed. Mm-hmm. I went to university at ORU in America, the heartland of America. I love what America has done. She has been a lady of kingdoms. Wonderful place to live. Freedom. But she's fallen into utter darkness. And when you take the American flag, In God We Trust, and then fly a rainbow flag underneath it and say, in whose moral protocol we utterly defy, you are going to provoke the hand of God, exactly like the Bible says. He says, get thee into darkness, O Lady of Kingdoms. Thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. But there's still a remnant. We're still a remnant of believers.
Yes.
And we need to fight against the darkness.
Yes.
We need to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have words of kindness, compassion. We can understand the darkness, but the darkness cannot understand the light.
In 2019, Prophecy USA showcased biblical warnings of the coming New World Order. In 2020, we warned you of their plans to use COVID-19 to accelerate that agenda. In 2021, we warned of the Babylonian spirits who are invading our nation to provoke curses upon the land, emulating Sodom and Gomorrah. But what is next? Prophecy USA is proud to present The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. In this exciting book, you will discover where traditional theologians have missed the mark and why prophecy teachers have refused to acknowledge that America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled. When you give a donation of $35 or more, you will receive The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. Or for a donation of just $60 or more, you will receive both books, The Coming Exodus and The Hour That Changes Everything. Call 1-888-306-1759 or visit us online at prophecyusa.org.
There's a battle right now, Dorothy, and we're we're faithful and called and chosen, we may be the only generation that escapes the appointed time of death. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, awesome.
I say, Lord, please let me go in the rapture. I just want to see how this goes. Like it says, in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be out of here.
Yes.
Can you imagine? I'm just blinking, gone. Wouldn't it be great if we were sitting on the host set and all of a sudden everybody disappears?
Oh,
that would just be wonderful.
You know, there's when you say that, that's in 1 Corinthians 15:51. It says, behold, I show you a mystery.
Mystery. We shall not
There's two mysteries in the Bible. There's mystery Babylon the Great, and there's the mystery of the catching away. Both of them are solved at the same time. The mystery, a mystery is a secret revealed to a select group of people. And I like to say a mystery is a secret revealed to the chosen generation.
Yes.
We are the chosen generation that will not taste of death. So those two mysteries now, in my mind, the mystery of Babylon is no longer a mystery, and the three PhDs that vetted our book, it's no longer a mystery to them, and there's thousands of people listening to our show, reading that book, and they're going, oh my goodness, we are in the Bible. And you know, I've had people, we had one fellow that was drinking, he was divorced, and he said, I read your book, and it scared He says, it scared the hell out of me. And he said, I know you're right. And he's back with his wife. He stopped drinking. He's going to church now. Because he was raised in the church, and he'd heard all this, but he never saw it put together so conclusively. And we also had a doctor in L.A. that she's come back to Christ when she was watching our show. And she's sending us questions, and she's heavy in the Word now, but she's come back to God. So our job is to call the prodigals out of Babylon, come out of her, my people, come back to this Word, because God's got good things planned for those who love Him.
Those who love Him.
For those who love Him.
I'm telling you, you're getting a great teaching this morning. I want you to take a minute, because it's for those who love Him. And you may be sitting out there and you say, well, you know, I've really never confessed Jesus as my Lord. Well, your end will be the lake of fire.
Yes.
It says clearly that's the only thing that's going to get you to heaven is accept Him. He says, whosoever will may come.
Yes.
Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it's important that right now, I mean, I wouldn't take another breath without knowing Jesus, because that next breath, we could be out of here. Time is like right on the...
We're getting very close.
Right on the line,
yes.
Right?
The nations are lining up.
Uh-huh. Everything's lining up.
Yes.
And so far, it's been just what the Word says. It's coming to pass. And so please, please go ahead. Lead them to the Lord.
Okay. Just repeat this prayer with me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me for my sins.
I ask you to forgive me for my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Live inside of me.
Live inside of me.
Let me walk.
Let me walk.
In a way that you would have me walk.
In a way that you would have me to walk.
Help me forgive those.
Help me forgive those.
Who have come against me.
Who have come against
me. Who have hurt me.
Who have hurt me.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
And now I ask you, Father, to forgive me.
And now I ask you, Father, forgive me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you've prayed that prayer, the Bible says you've been born again, so you need to call here and let us know. It's that simple. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
And you are saved if you prayed that with your heart. So call and let us know. And I'm sure you probably have some books or something that you can send them.
And we'd like to also, if you don't have a Bible, we have Bibles.
Free Bibles.
We want to help you. So please give us a call and let us know you just accepted Jesus. That's the greatest joy we have.
Oh.
We may be getting all these new stations. We may be getting all these things. But the greatest thing is when somebody calls and says, I just accepted Jesus.
There is joy.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have done that. That's the greatest joy.
Yes.
Because you know you snatched them out of hell into the kingdom of light. I am praying for those who don't know the Lord that are in authority right now.
Yes.
Because I think about what their end is going to be. You know, I'm not one that's sitting here, Lord, take them out because, no, I really want them to accept Jesus before they go to die. And you should have that burden in your heart for souls before somebody that you love dies. Make sure they know Jesus.
Yes.
As their personal Lord and Savior. Life and death is here. So you speak life and say, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Or you can say, I don't believe all that stuff. Well, guess what? You just condemned yourself to hell. So you need to know this book is true. Every word in this book is true. Rick is pointing out great things for you. And you've got to know that the choice is yours. He doesn't stand over you with a book or with a, like with the Bible pounding you on the head. No, you don't make somebody love you.
No.
You want somebody, because of your kindness and your goodness, to fall in love with you. And so that's
and
who
Jesus,
we're believing.
Jesus will make you a lover of people.
Yeah, he will.
You may not like people now,
yep,
but when you get saved, you'll see things totally different.
Uh-huh.
And some of the people that come against us, I said to Karen, I literally feel sorry for them,
mm-hmm,
because there's an anger. You know what? It's interesting. Most people that are not pre-tribulation rapture people, I find they're very angry when you teach rapture.
Yes.
And so what I do is when they come against me, I just agree with them. I say, you are definitely not going to get raptured.
Yeah. No.
And they don't like that.
No, they don't.
But that's what they're preaching.
Yes.
And so you get what you confess,
yeah,
but you also get what you believe. And faith is the only thing that pleases him. Now, we're standing on those pre-tribulation scripture raptures, and that's our faith calling out to God. And we're believing for that. And I believe God will deliver us before this thing comes down. It's going to be terrible on earth. Jesus even said, men will pray to die, and they can't die. It's going to be that bad. Now, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm a prosperity guy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You can have the abundant life now if you ask him into your heart. But on the other side of the tribulation, it's going to be a lot harder,
yeah,
to find him.
Well, the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour, but this you can know. You know, Paul, he got radically saved.
Yes.
And what's the first thing he did? He went to the mountain.
Yes.
And in the mountain,
studied.
The Lord showed him, first thing, about the rapture. The Lord talked to him. The Thessalonians is one of his first books. First epistle of Paul was the Thessalonians.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that was one of the first books he wrote. So it must be pretty important to,
yes,
God. That's one of the first books Paul wrote. And he clearly says in verse chapter 4, let's see here where I want to go.
He says, the Lord is not giving you unto his wrath, I believe.
Well, here he says, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. He doesn't want them to be ignorant, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring him those who sleep in Jesus. For we say by the word of the Lord, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Those who are asleep are resting. They've already gone before us.
They've gone before us.
They're not in hell. They're resting. And then it says, for the Lord himself shall come from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and
amen,
the dead in Christ. When we hear that trump, the dead in Christ
shall rise.
And those, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the air.
In the air.
So shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort you one another with these words. This is a comfort if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because you know where you're going. The only way you can get to heaven is confess him as your Lord and Savior. That's what we do here every single day, and that's what we desire for you. Don't be left behind because of your ignorance. You can't say, I didn't know, because right now we just told you.
The United Nations has a 2030 agenda. The World Economic Forum has a great reset. The COVID-19 pandemic has an accelerated mandate. But as the New World Order plans their world without God, nothing will be accelerated faster than the prophetic word God has spoken to the United States of America. It will be the hour that changes everything. Prophecy USA is proud to present their best-selling book, The Hour That Changes Everything, together with our study guide and free app. Prepare yourself for one of the greatest events in Bible prophecy. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now to make your donation of $35 or more and receive your copy of the book, The Hour That Changes Everything. We are waiting to hear from you. Call today.
Jesus said that as it was in the days of Sodom, as Lot left, a fiery judgment came down.
Yeah.
Even thus shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed.
That's
two
good.
Shall be in the field, one shall be taken. Mm-hmm. Two shall be in the bed, one shall be taken.
Mm-hmm.
The day of the rapture will be a day of fire on this earth like no generation has ever seen.
Right.
It will be a day of judgment and deliverance at the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be on the other side of that.
No.
That judgment. But the rapture of the church is all in Scripture. It's pre-tribulation. It's matched, totally locked in with the judgment of Babylon. And we already know Revelation 19, 1 through 7, the marriage supper of the Lamb cannot begin until Babylon is destroyed. And folks, this word, when you join the dots, it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what the Bible says.
Let no one deceive you by any means, that that day will come unless the falling away comes first.
So we're in the falling away now.
We're in the falling away now.
You know,
I asked
Brother Roberts before he passed away, 6 months before he passed away. I said, what do you see coming to America? This was in 2008, I believe. And he said, Rick, I see a separation between the wheat and the chaff. And he said, these secular humanist people said they're going to harden their hearts just like Pharaoh did. They're not going to come. And that's what's going to provoke the wrath. But there is a remnant that will come. But we are watching right now politically. We're watching it in the church. We're watching it spiritually. A division in this nation like never before. And it's not a division of Democrats and Republicans. It's a division of light and darkness. And the seven churches, there are seven churches in the book of Revelation. Ephesus has lost their first love. Sardis is doing dead works. Pergamos is a church that goes after the Nicolaitan Baal worship. And then the other church has Jezebel. This is talking about immorality in the church, and it's talking about the shedding of innocent blood, that the church is accepting that, the Jezebel spirit. So you can see the different denominations splitting, and the darkness is coming in. But in Philadelphia, it says, because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of trial that shall come upon the whole earth. Behold, I give unto you an open door no man can shut. That's the open door, that the half of the virgins go up.
Yeah.
And the other half stay down.
Yeah.
They're still virgins.
They're still virgins.
They're in the church, but they're not walking with this word, Dorothy. And that's where the seven churches are. Chris talked about it before I came on.
Well, we're in the Church of Laodicea right now. And that's a church that says we don't have need of God. We have all this wealth. We are rich. We don't need God. I can do it myself.
Yes.
That's a church you don't want to be a part of. You want to be a part of the Church
Philadelphia.
Of Philadelphia.
And it says Smyrna also is part of that rapture church. And Smyrna is the persecuted church. So before this rapture takes place, we may in America go into a position of literal persecution. Now, I hope that doesn't happen, but we're under verbal persecution now.
Yeah.
So that's a birth pain. I don't know. It depends who gets in. It probably depends who's going to be the next president. But if one side gets in, we could have persecution against Christians, because in Canada right now, they have laws against conversion therapy, that if a young man comes to me and says, I feel attracted to other men, is that a sin? And I say, yes, that's a sin, and I cause him any trauma. That's called conversion therapy. I'm trying to sway him out of his sexual wants. I could get 5 years in prison for that. So all I have to do is direct him to the Bible, and I say, you need to read Romans chapter 1, and here's what the Bible says. It's not what Rick says. My opinion doesn't matter unless it matches up with this opinion. Once my opinion matches up with this opinion, I'm a weapon in the hand of God to deliver a word. But now they're saying you can't deliver that word in Canada. So you have to hand them the Bible and let him read it for himself. Yeah. So that's we're that far into darkness in Canada right now. And that has not hit the States, but the States is not close behind.
Yeah, it's coming.
And we're praying for Canada and the States.
I'm already seeing it. Christians who are voting because of a color instead of because of righteousness.
Instead of a character.
Instead of character. Yeah. And you have to make sure your vote lines up with this book.
Yes.
If it doesn't line up with this book, then do you want to vote for someone who believes in turning males into females, little
children,
boys,
especially.
Children? Do you want to vote for someone who wants to kill babies? It's all against God's word. You don't want to vote to what's against his word. You're held accountable what's in his word. Well, if you've just asked Jesus in your heart, we ask you to go to your phone, give us a call. We'll be here all day. You can call us anytime during the day. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you, my dear friend, Rick.
Folks, we hope you've enjoyed our interview with Dorothy Spaulding on the Watchman Network. Join us next week on Prophecy USA as we continue to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. My name is Rick Pearson, reminding you that God is in total control, Jesus Christ is alive, and he's coming back much sooner than many people think. See you next week. Shalom.